弟兄姊妹们早晨好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
好吧，我们先来读一处的圣经。
Let's first read a passage in the Bible.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章第一节，第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7.
以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
So that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后再读十二节十三节。
And now we'll read verses 12 and 13.
我的意思就是你们个人说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
Now I mean this, that each one of you is saying, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ.
基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？
Has Christ been divided? Paul was not crucified for you, was he? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
好，我们再低头一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise.
今天早晨，你的众儿女们一同聚集在你的殿中。
That today, your sons and daughters can gather together before you.
求你，你的圣灵在这里带领我们。
And would your Spirit lead us here today?
把我们带到您同真理的敬拜的里面。
That we would enter into the spirit of worship.
你的儿子的宝血接近我们。
And the blood of your Son cleanses us.
使我每个人与你之间毫无间隔。
So that there will be no distance between you and I, you and us.
使我们的敬拜能够达到你的面前，蒙你的悦纳。
So that our worship may be pleasing before you.
我们也要把感谢赞美归给我们的主耶稣基督。
We also want to give our praise and thanksgiving to our Lord Jesus.
你让我们的眼睛能够注目在我们的主的身上。
Would our eyes be fixed upon him?
主啊，也求你赐下，在从你宝座下。上面赐下你的话语。
In other words, would you send forth your word from your throne?
祝福我们。
To bless us.
使我们能够借着你的灵开启到我们心中能够听见。
So that by your spirit our hearts can listen and hear.
我们就能够照着去行。
And that we can do accordingly.
这样祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们的主日讲道很少单独的专门讲恩赐。
We very rarely speak about gifts on our Sunday sermons.
一方面的原因呢，是因为恩赐似乎不是最最重要的事情。
One reason is that because gifts are not the most important thing.
假如有人问我们大家
For example, somebody asked us,
在你们的属灵追求里面，什么是最重要的？
In your spiritual pursuit, what is the most important matter?
我们肯定会说
We may say,
主耶稣
Lord Jesus,
圣灵
Spirit,
神的话
God's Word,
十字架
The cross,
或者有的人会更多说一点说是信望爱
Or some others may say it is faith or hope or love,
或者还有恩典
Maybe grace.
我相信很少的人会提到想到恩赐
I think very few people would say gifts.
哥林多教会在恩赐上样样都有，没有一样不及人的。
The church in Corinth had no lack in spiritual gifts.
但是他们属灵的生命问题一大堆。
But they had a lot of problems in their spiritual life.
所以好像给我们感觉是那个恩赐对我们属灵的生命好像不是那么重要的事。
So it gives us this feeling that, in terms of spiritual gifts, it's not so important for our spiritual life.
那么第二方面的原因呢？
So the second reason is
我们不专门讲恩赐。
Why we don't emphasize gifts?
是恐怕太强调恩赐的话会带来难处。
That if we emphasize gifts too strongly, it would bring us trouble.
因为恩赐很吸引人的。
Because gifts are very attractive.
越大的恩赐啊，越是吸引人。
The greater the gift, the more enviable and attractive they become.
大家知道美国的那个 mega church， 那叫巨型教会。
Do you all know the American mega churches?
你知道他们最显著的特点是什么？
You know what their most notable characteristic is?
就是他们的一个传道人特别文字。
Is that they have one preacher with a great gift.
他讲的道非常非常新。
His messages are very eloquent.
所以去的弟兄姊妹就越来越多。
So those who go to listen to him are increased more and more.
教堂就建得越来越大。
And their church building becomes greater and greater.
然后呢，那个传道人也越来越富有。
and that preacher becomes richer and richer.
成为百万富翁, 千万富翁,
so he becomes a millionaire,
or even more.
比如说美国最大的一个教会, for example, the America's greatest church,
在休斯顿,
it's in Houston.
这位传道人他的净资产是四千万到五千万美元。
So he has in his congregation 40,000 or 50,000.
No, 40 to 50 million.
Or 40 to 50 million.
恩赐啊，的确能够给人带来很多的益处。
So gifts in reality can bring many blessings.
有属灵的益处，那么也有属魂的益处。
There are blessings in spirit, as and then there are blessings in the flesh or soul. And also there are material goods that come with it. And so it's not hard to see why gifts are very attractive to people.
我们都知道啊, 这个世界呢,
so we know that in this world, what people look at most is the talent of the person.
这个地上任何一个组织、一个党派,
any organization or any political party,
yes. 或者说一个国家甚至一个军队,
or a country or a military power.
如果他们需要强大起来, 最需要的是什么?
What do they need most if they want to become great?
当然是杰出的领袖。
They need a great leader.
我们都知道, 毛泽东,
we all know Mao Zedong.
还有卓越的军事才干。
He had great military powers.
借着他共产那个当时弱小的共产党就打败了强大的国民党蒋介石。
And so he took his small communist party and eventually defeated the nationalist party.
建立了今天的中国。
And he established today's China.
直到今天, 中国还有很多人把他当作神或者偶像来崇敬拜。
And even today, many people deify him or worship him as an idol.
所以他自己所有的问题都被掩盖起来了。
And so all of his problems have been covered.
但是呢, 我们都知道, 教会, 和那个世界是不同的。
But we know that the church and the world are different.
我们不能单单看传道人的恩赐, 才干,
we can't only look at a preacher's gifts or talent.
我们还要看他的生命和他所走的道路。
We need to look at his life and the path that he walks.
很多的时候其实不是传道人的问题。
A lot of times it's not the preacher's issue,
而是我们的问题。
But it's our own problem.
比如说哥林多教会,
for example, the Corinthian church.
一个教会, 就好像自然而然就分成了一个一个的小团体。
They naturally just decide divided into different factions.
有的人说我是属保罗的, 保罗当然没有问题了。
Some said I am a Paul, but of course Paul himself has no problem.
属基督的, 更没有问题，对不对?
Some say I am of Christ, but of course Christ does not have this problem.
今天我们呢?
How about us today?
我们可能也会说, 我们是属弥陀生的,
we could say I am a brother Ni.
属巴星的,
I am a Foxing.
或者说斯巴克的,
or I am of Brother Spark.
甚至李长寿的, 这样的话我们常常听说,
we often hear these words.
旧约, 以色列人的历史清楚地告诉我们,
so the history of the Israelites in the Old Testament clearly tells us,
恩赐可以给人带来祝福,
gifts can bring us blessing,
也能够给人带来, 败坏,
it also can bring us corruption.
所罗门王向神求得了超人的智慧。
So King Solomon asked God for great wisdom.
所以就给他和以色列的国家带来了40年的荣华。
And so that brought him and the Israelite kingdom 40 years of prosperity.
但是呢,
but
他不能够自始至终地按照他所得的恩的智慧去行。
But he couldn't walk this path of wisdom.
所以, 他以后就给40年,
so in the end, he brought upon the Israelites 400 years of division and corruption. And God's testimony on earth suffered a great loss.
所以大家看到, 既然恩赐, 恩赐, 能够带来这么多的问题,
so we can see that gifts can bring all these troubles.
而在我们属灵生命上来看，好像又不是那么的重要。
And then in our spiritual life, it doesn't seem to be so important.
那我们的问题就是为什么神还把恩赐赐给我们呢？
Then the question is, why did the Lord give us these gifts?
今天我们中间的年轻的弟兄姊妹开始在教会里边承担越来越多的服事。
And so today, our young people in our midst are picking up more and more responsibilities.
那么圣灵必然会给他们各样的恩赐。
And the Lord would definitely give them individual gifts.
那么恩赐的价值究竟在哪里呢？
And so what is the purpose or the value of these gifts?
我们如何能够正确去运用恩赐呢？
How can we accurately, purposefully use our gifts?
所以我们今天就从这样的两个角度来看恩赐。
So today we're going to look at gifts from these two angles.
一个是恩赐的价值在哪里？
One is to look at the value of the gifts.
一个是我们怎么样去正确地运用恩赐。
And how can we use these gifts appropriately?
我们相信只有圣灵能够真正地帮助我们更多地认识并且运用他给我们的恩赐。
We know that only the Spirit can help us to properly use the gift that He's given us.
好，我们先来看第一个方面，就是恩赐的价值在哪里。
So let's look at the first angle, which is the value of the gifts.
我们来读马太福音第25章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音第25章的第14节到30节。
Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 to 30.
马太福音第25章第14节。
Matthew 25 verse 14.
天国又好比一个人往外国去。 就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them.
按照个人的才干给他们恩赐，给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。
To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey.
那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000。
Immediately, the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents.
那领2000的也照样另赚了2000。
In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more.
但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them.
那领5000银子的又带着那另外的5000来说，主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看，我又赚了5000。
The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents.
主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
那领2000的也来，说主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看，我又赚了2000。
Also the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
大家可能已经注意到了，第21节这位主人对5000银子的人和对23节他对2000领2000银子的那个人说的话是一模一样的。
You may have noticed already that in verse 21 and verse 23, what the master says to the one with 5 talents and what he says to the one with 2 talents is the same.
24节。Verse 24.
And the one who also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed.
我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里。请看，你的原银子在这。And
I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours.
主人回答说：“你这又恶又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。”
But his master answered and said to him, You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents.
与凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的，连他所有的也要渡过来。
For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away.
把这无用的仆人丢在黑暗里面，在那里必要哀哭切齿。Throw
out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
没有开。 没有打开，对不起啊，这个声音好像太大了。Now
it sounds like my voice is too loud.
圣经说啊，每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都是有君尊的祭司。The
Bible tells us that every sinner who's saved by grace has a royal priesthood.
为此，主给了我们每一个人属灵的恩赐。
So why is it that the Lord has given every one of us a spiritual gift?
使我们可以在神的家里面做祭司。
So that we can be priests in the house of God.
能够侍奉神，也能够服侍弟兄姊妹。
To serve the Lord as well as our brothers and sisters.
马太福音第25章15节，刚才我们念的圣经告诉我们。
So in Matthew 25:15, we just read.
主是按照每个人的才干给我们恩赐的。
The Lord gives us gifts according to our own ability.
才干是什么?
So what is ability?
才干是我们天生的，再加上我们后天的努力学习。
Ability is our innate talent, combined with our efforts.
才干是我们魂的一个部分。
Ability, is part of our soul.
主今天在我们这些得救的人身上继续做工，目的。
The purpose of why the Lord continues to work in us today
是要得着我们的魂, 当然包括我们的才干,
is to save our souls.
Yeah. 当然我们相信,
of course we believe.
没有人啊，绝对没有人能够单单凭着才干在教会里边服侍。
That no one can solely serve in the church based on their innate talent.
否则这样的话，那么教会就成了人的组织了。
If this is done, then the church becomes a human organization.
但是，当我们的主按照每一个人的才干，
But when the Lord, according to everyone's ability,
借着圣灵赋予我们属灵的托付，
gives us a spiritual entrustment.
Yes. 然后呢，你知道每一个属灵的托付背后都带着圣灵的能力和圣灵的权柄。And
we know that a spiritual entrustment comes with spiritual authority and power.
这样的话，我们的才干就转变成为恩赐。And
then our abilities and natural talents become a gift.
就可以在教会里边服侍了。And
we can use in the church to serve.
弟兄姊妹们，这点非常重要。Brothers
and sisters, this is very important.
因为我们有两个关于恩赐的认识。
Because we know there's two aspects of gifts.
我们对关于对恩赐的两个 knowledge, understanding about.
We have two understandings about gifts.
Yeah, 是不是十分准确的。
It's not very accurate.
我再说明一遍，不是错的，但不是十分准确的。
It's not incorrect, but it's not completely accurate.
第一个，
First,
恩赐与我们天然的才干毫无关系。
Gifts have nothing to do with our innate talent.
是圣灵随着己意分给我们的。
It is given to us by the Spirit accordingly.
尼多森在解释这第15节的圣经这样说。
When Brother Nee was explaining verse 15, he said this.
Yeah, Watchman Nee, 他说彼得是个渔夫。
He said Peter is a fisherman.
Yeah, 所以神啊，他是个很好的渔夫，因为他打鱼的时候，很多人都跟着他出去打鱼。
He's a very talented fisherman, and when he went out to fish, many people followed him.
所以神就给他得人如得鱼的恩赐。
So the Lord gave him the gift of the fisher as a fisher of men.
我们都知道，你就是传福音的恩赐。
We know that this is the gift of the gospel.
而约翰呢，他最能够补网。
John knew how to mend the nets the best.
所以神就给了他，主就给了他修补教会那个破洞的恩赐。
So the Lord gave him the gift of mending the brokenness of the church.
我们弟兄还这样说,
and a brother also said this.
他说主绝不会差一个完全没有说话恩赐的人去传道。
He said that the Lord would not send a person who has no gift of speech to go out and preach.
他也不会设立一个完全不懂得管理的人去监管他的教会。
He would also not send out someone who had no experience in administration to oversee his church.
这是我们弟兄的话。
These are our brother Ni's words.
我们都知道我们人的身上可能有各种各样的才干，对不对？ 每个人都有,
we all know, though, that each one of us has different abilities or talents.
不是说我们身上的所有的才干都会变成恩赐的。
It's not that all of our talents will become gifts.
的的确确, 是圣灵随着他自己的意思,
it is definitely by the Spirit's own will.
他拣选分别我们身上的某一个或者某一些才干。
He will separate out and choose a few talents from our own.
然后呢, 赋予属灵的托付能力和权柄。
And then by our spiritual entrustment and power and authority.
你知道这个就是圣灵的恩膏的意思。
This is spiritual
anointing.
Yeah.
那么要，所以我们身上要分辨我们这个人身上哪些是啊我们的天然才干是圣灵没有拣选的，哪些是恩赐。
So we need to discern in ourselves what is a talent that has not been chosen by the Spirit and what is the Spirit's gift.
怎么样分辨呢？
So how can we differentiate?
当然是靠着圣灵的启示。
It's by the leading of the Spirit.
也是我们在教会的里面，借着服侍弟兄姊妹，教会来的印证。
And also by the brothers and sisters whom we serve with.
所以我们第一个比较不准确的认识就是我们的 恩赐跟天然才干没有关系，这是不准确的。
And so the first inaccuracy that we think often about is that our gifts and our talent have nothing to do with each other.
第二个更常见的，比较不准确的认识。
The second, even more incorrect thinking.
Not incorrect, 但是不是 precise.
Imprecise thinking.
Yeah, imperfect. Good, thank you. 就是我们的天然才干只有经过十字架才能够被神使用，是不是我们大家都说这样的话？
Is that our talent and ability can only be used as a gift once it goes through the cross.
是不是我们常常都这样说?
Isn't that what we often say?
我真是巴不得真是如此。
I really
should be hope so.
Yeah.
因为要是这样就太好了。
Because if it's like this, then that's great.
那么恩赐就不会有问题了。
Then gifts would have no problems.
在圣经里面,
In the Bible.
在教会的历史上,
In the history of the church,
在我们今天这个时代,
in,
today's generation,
我们都能找到一些非常有恩赐的人, we can find a few people with great gifts.
他们有卓越的天然才干,
they have great outstanding abilities and talent.
Yeah. 然后呢, 他们还有圣灵的恩膏在他们身上,
and they have spiritual anointing on them.
但是他们却没有美好的灵性。
But they don't have a very good spiritual life.
Right. 也不认识十字架。
And they don't know the cross.
这就是为什么恩赐会给教会带来难处的原因。
And this is why spiritual gifts will bring trouble to the church.
这实际上就是哥林多教会的现实光景就是如此。
This is a condition of the Corinthian church.
你知道圣经里面最突出的一个例子是什么吗？
Do you know what the greatest
outstanding example.
Example is in the Bible?
Yeah, 撒旦。
Is Satan.
请问大家撒旦有恩赐没有?
Can I ask everybody, did Satan have gifts?
你去读以赛亚书14章,以西结书28章,你就会发现。
If you read Isaiah 14 or Ezekiel 28, then you'll discover this.
他是受高的天使长,受高什么意思?圣灵高抹他的天使长。
He was the greatest angel.
He's the archangel.
He's the archangel. And he was anointed as an angel.
那么, 他是在神的宝座前服侍神的。
He served the Lord in front of the throne.
你能说他没有恩赐吗?
Can you say that he has no gifts?
可以这么来说, 他的恩赐可能在全宇宙中仅次于他神的儿子。
You can say it like this, that he has the greatest gifts in all the universe except for God's Son.
Yeah, the Son of God, right. 但是他的堕落也是最可怕的。
But his fall was also the greatest.
为什么?
Why?
为什么?
Why?
因为他的才干，他的恩赐使他骄傲了。
because his gifts and his abilities cause him to become proud.
我们每个神的儿女都是祭司。
Every one of God's children is a priest.
我们都有属灵的恩赐。
We all have spiritual gifts.
但是恩赐的的确确有大小之分。
But gifts have a great or small measure.
我们知道我们的主啊，用了五千，用了两千，用了一千，把恩赐的大小数字化了。
We know that the Lord used five or two or one talent to quantify our gifts.
Digitalize.
Yeah.
因为它是用数字来表明嘛。你知道今天这个 digitalization 啊是个 whiz word, 在我们公司里面现在最大的口号就是要 digitalization.
You know that in today's world, this word digitalize is a whiz word.
Yeah, 对。就是我们公司现在就是要把什么事情都要 digitalize.
And our companies at work, they want to digitalize everything.
我们的主在2000年就把恩赐 digitalize 了。
Our Lord 2000 years ago digitalized gifts.
主当然不是随随便便的选三个数字。
The Lord didn't haphazardly choose three numbers.
因为我们的主的话就是灵，就是真理，就是生命。
Because we know our Lord's word is truth and power and life.
Yes. 那么恩赐五千的人是谁呢
？So who's the one with five talents？
我想哈，恩赐五千的人就是应该在属灵历史上的中流砥柱。
I believe that the ones with five talents are in church history, the pillars of church history.
他们是那些能够扭转世代方向的人。
They're the ones who can influence and change the time.
The direction of the age or the generation.、Mm-hmm.那么这些人哈，比如说像摩西，像大卫。
So these people like Moses or like David.
或者保罗、约翰。
Or Paul or John.
或者后来时代的，我们知道马丁路德就是这样的人。
Or in later times, Martin Luther, they were like these.
啊，他们是极少数的圣徒。
They were saints with great saints.
Yeah, very few. 对。那么恩赐两千的呢
？How about those with two talents?
那么应该就是人数更多了。
There are more things like this.
很难说，因为主在这儿没有解释哈。
It's very hard to say because the Lord doesn't explain.
Yeah, 我主观的猜想。
In my own opinion.
可能就是每一个世代里面啊，给那个神大大使用的仆人。
I think these are the servants who are used greatly by the Lord in each era,
each generation. 对，那个我想每一个世代都有哈。比如说我们这个世代，我相信。弟兄姊妹可能也能够举得出不少这样例子 的人来。
I believe there are those like this in every generation, even in our generation today, you can probably think of some.
他们给这个世代的那个教众教会给这个世代的儿女带来很大的影响。
They greatly influence the church and the children of God in their time.
但是他们没办法和摩西和保罗那么大的属灵的托付能力相比较。
But they're not like Moses or Paul with that spiritual entrustment to turn the tide of the time.
所以我不知道像尼陀森啊，像斯百克啊，巴信弟兄，他们是两千还是五千的。
So I'm not sure if someone like Brother Watchman Nee or Sparks or Boxing, whether there are one of five talent or a brother of two talent.
我想留给弟兄姊妹去想。
I'll leave this for brothers and sisters to think about.
我估计也想不通。
But I can think of it clearly.
不管怎么样，恩赐大的人。
No matter what, those with great gifts.
神向他要的就多。
What the Lord requires of them is also great.
因为圣经说的，像给多给谁的，就向谁多取。
Because the Bible says, of whom more is given, more is required.
那么五千的人是不能够赚两千的。
Those with five talents cannot just earn two talents.
Yeah, 那么两千的人呢，也赚不到，也休想赚五千。
And those with two talents cannot earn five talents even if they wanted to.
恩赐大的人。
Those with great talent.
往往要经历很大的那个磨难和试炼。
Will definitely go through great testing and temptation.
Yeah, 对。然后要被十字架严厉的对付。
And will be severely dealt with by the cross.
因为免得他们骄傲。
Lest they become proud.
我们都知道摩西啊被放逐在旷野里边四十年。
We know that Moses was exiled into the wilderness for 40 years.
Yeah, 保罗身上长了一个肉刺。
Paul had a thorn in his body
让他终身痛苦
that caused him suffering for a lifetime.
他多次求神能够把那个刺拿去
How many times did he ask the Lord to remove this thorn?
神拒绝
And the Lord did not.
神说我的恩典够你用的
The Lord said my grace is sufficient for you.
所以保罗自己解释说
So Paul himself explains.
他说因为我得的恩赐太大了所以怕我骄傲
Because my grace that My gifts that I received are so great, lest I become proud.
恩赐大的人。
Those with great gifts.
哪怕很犯了一个很小的错误哈，都可能给个人给教会带来很大的亏损。
If even if they make one small mistake, can bring great loss to the church.
啊，最后就
or to themselves.
Yes. 那么，比如摩西。啊、神吩咐神告诉他说你吩咐磐石出水。
For example, Moses, the Lord said to him to speak to the rock to bring forth water.
结果他击打磐石。
Instead, he struck the rock.
还击打了两次。
Not only that, he struck it twice.
所以神就不让他进迦南。
And so God did not let him into Canaan.
你知道四十年之久他梦寐想要做的事情就是进到迦南去。
You know that the greatest thing that he wanted to do for those 40 years was to enter into Canaan.
他怎么求神神都不允许他进去。
No matter how he asked of God, the Lord said no.
亚当
Adam
亚当有恩赐没有
Did Adam have gifts?
你知道当时他被造了以后神把他放到伊甸园里面让亚当能够修那个修理看守伊甸园
So you know that after Adam was created he was placed in the garden and he was given the responsibility of taking care of the garden
也那个伊甸园是神的园子非常重要的、
To oversee the garden God's garden was very important
亚当的才干大不大
So wasAdam's talent great or not?
你像神把成千上万的那些个动物引到他面前来，他能够过目不忘，每一个跟他取名。
You know that that all the animals came before him and he was able to name them.
你知道今天要是有一个人拿有，要是把一个人引到我面前来，告诉他的名字，我转眼都会忘的。
Today, if you brought someone a man before me and told me his name, if I turned around, I'd forget it.
但是就是亚当吃了一个生命。树上的那个分别善恶树上的果子。
But because Adam ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil,
整个人类啊就落在了，包括他自己落在了罪和死亡的权势下面。
All of mankind, including himself, came under the dominion of sin and death.
所有这些都是那些大有恩赐的人。
So these are all people who had great gifts.
那么恩赐一千的人是谁呢
？So what about those with a gift of one talent?
就是你，就是我。
That's me and you.
绝大多数神的儿女。
And the majority of God's sons and daughters.
也就是说，我们在座的各位，我们之间的恩赐大小是没有区别的。
So in other words, is to say that the gifts, the differences in gifts among us is not.
大家知对，大家知道我们这一千恩赐的人最容易犯的是什么错误吗
？You know the mistake that those of us with one talent often make.
刚才圣经已经告诉我们。
The Bible already tells us.
我们最容易的就是把这个恩赐埋藏起来。
We very often bury our talent.
你知道五千的、两千的，你想埋都埋不了的，太明显了。
Those with five or two talents, even if they wanted to bury it, they cannot because it's too noticeable.
大家知道在教会的里面，今天
，We all know that today in the church,
常常有人无事可做，是不是
？There are some people who are busybodies or exhausted.
Cannot do nothing.
Oh, cannot do nothing.
Yeah, don't know what to do.
Okay, they don't know what to do.
也很多人不知道做什么，那很多人呢又忙得累得要死。
And there are others who are so busy that they've exhausted themselves.
大家知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
那些没有事情可做的人，多半啊是因为把一千恩赐埋起来了。
Those who have nothing to do have buried their one talent.
Most likely.、
啊、
那么那些忙得要死的呢
？Those who are extremely busy.
往往就是他有一千恩赐的，他要去做几个一千恩赐的事情。
They have one talent, but they want to do the job of the many one talents.
因为你知道他想做两千的是他做不到的，因为那个能力根本达不到，你不可能影响整个世代的教会嘛。
So they want to attain to the two talents, but they cannot do that.
Yeah, 那做几个一千的是可能的。
If you combine it with a couple of one talents,
所以他能力只有这么点，他自然就会累得要死，还 complain 对吧？常常。
And so of course.If you have one talent and you want to do all these things, oftentimes they will also complain.
那我问弟兄姊妹们。
And our brothers and sisters.
你是哪种
？What type are you?
你是忙得要死的吗？你还是无事可做的
？Are you one who's so busy that they are exhausted, or are you one that has nothing to do?
我们每一个人都有属灵的恩赐。
Every one of us has a spiritual
gift. 不管恩赐是大是小，啊，都带着属灵的责任。
Doesn't matter if a gift is large or small, they all have a spiritual entrustment.
Responsibility.
So when the Lord returns, he's going to settle accounts with you.
知道恩赐和恩典是不同的。
Gifts and grace are different.
恩典是我们信耶稣的时候我们就白白的得来。
Grace is something that we freely receive when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
比如说我们的罪的赦免, 我们的永生,
For example, forgiveness of our sins or our eternal life.
得到这些东西,
we have no responsibility when we gain these things. We don't have to work
for
them. This is something that is accomplished by our Lord Jesus.
但是恩赐不同,
but gifts are different.
既然主给了我们属灵的托付,
because the Lord has given us spiritual entrustment,
你知道后面是带着人,
we know that this is comes with spiritual power and spiritual authority.
Yeah. 因此的话, 就有相对应的属灵的责任,
and so there's a corresponding spiritual responsibility.
可能我们在座弟兄姊妹听有责任, 那就说, 我不要恩赐行不行?
So there may be brothers and sisters who hear that there's responsibility. Can we say, I don't want a spiritual gift?
行不行? 我刚才说每一个人都有,
can we say this? I just said previously that everyone has a gift.
你知道吗? 那主在举例一千恩赐的那个人就是这样的态度。
You know that the slave who with one talent who the Lord rebuked had this attitude.
来看看他是怎么样回答主的。
Let's see how he responded to the Lord.
第二十四节哈。
Verse 24.
那里一千的有来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人。
And the one also who had received one talent came up and said, Master, I know you to be a hard man.
这个忍心中文翻译的不是太明白啊。其实你知道那个原文什么意思吗？就是主啊，我知道你是苛刻的人。
So in Chinese, this translation of a hard man is not too clear. In the original text, it means
cool, hard.
English translates it well.
他说你没有种的地方要收，当然苛刻了，对不对？
So if you are trying to sow where you did not reap where you did not sow, first you're a hard man.
对,
you want to gather where you did not scatter.
所以他就说, 我就害怕,
so he says, I was afraid and I don't want this responsibility. And so I hid my talent in the ground.
主啊,现在你看见没有,原因只在这里,我动都没动一下,
and says, Lord, here, look, this is your original talent. I didn't do anything with it.
主是怎么回答的?
So how did the Lord respond?
难道主说, 不要就算了,
did the Lord say, don't worry about it?
我们如何正确、忠心地使用我的恩赐?
May we appropriately use
我们如何运用我们的恩赐, 就决定我们在主的面前是的称赞呢,还是被责备?
So how we use our talents given to us determines whether we will receive a reward or rebuke before the Lord.
主的称赞,大家要注意一点, 主的称赞给我们恩赐的大小没有关系的。
The reward from the Lord does not have anything to do with how big or small our gift is.
Right. 就是,所以我们没有必要去羡慕那些大恩赐的人。
So don't be envious of those with great gifts.
因为他们的责任重大, 他们付的代价也很大。
Because the responsibility is so great,
我们感谢,
so is their blessing.
对, 我们感谢赞美主, 主看的不是那个。
So we praise and thank our Lord that this is not what the Lord looks at.
主看的是我们的忠心与否。
The Lord looks at our faithfulness.
如果我们忠心,
if we are faithful,
那么我们一千的恩赐, 我们赚了一千,
and we have our one talent and we earn an additional talent.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们和保罗和彼得, 和那个摩西所得到的称赞是一模一样的。
Then the reward we receive will be the same as Peter or Moses or Paul or Peter.
他会说, 他会对我们说, 你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
He will say, you good and faithful servant.
因为你在不多的事上有忠心,
because you are faithful in the small matters,
我不会把许多的事派你管理,
I will put you in charge of many things,
可以进来享受你主人的快乐,
enter into the joy of your master.
弟兄姊妹, 这句话是什么意思?
What does this statement mean?
我们整天在讲要做得胜者,
all day we speak about becoming overcomers.
我们整天在讲我们要进国度的奖赏,
all day we talk about entering into the kingdom.
你看到没有? 我们只要忠心地运用我们的恩赐, 我们就成为得胜者了。
Can you see that as long as we are faithful in using our talent, 我们就会, we become overcomers?
对, 我们就会在国度的里面与主同掌完全一起。
You enter into the kingdom and reign with our Lord.
大家看到恩赐的价值没有?
Do you see the value of your gift?
如果我们不忠心运用恩赐呢?
If we are not faithful in using our gift,
那么如果连利息都没有,
if there's no interest at all,
我们就要被主严厉的责备,
it will be severely rebuked by our Lord.
主会说你这又恶又懒的仆人, 你到黑暗里边, outer darkness 里面去哀哭切齿。
You say, you evil and lazy servant, go out into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那么接下来的问题就是我们要如何行？
So the following question is, how do we do this?
才能够正确或者忠心地运用我们的恩赐。
So that we can appropriately and faithfully use our gifts.
下面我们就来看恩赐，我们要今天要讲的第二个方面。
So next we want to talk about the second angle.
就是恩赐的功用。
Which is the function of gifts.
哦，对，我刚才是讲的恩赐的那个价值和怎么样运用恩赐啊。
So I just spoke about the value of gifts and how to use it.
好，我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a couple more Bible passages.
在罗马书。
In Romans.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章第三节到第八节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3-8.
罗马书第十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
So we, who are many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the portion of his faith.
或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导。
If service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching.
或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就甘心。
Or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
好，我们再来看哥林多前书第十二章第七节。
And、let's also look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.
哥林多前书第十二章第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
啊，我们中文在翻译这些圣经翻译的不太好。
The Chinese translation doesn't do justice for this verse.
对，因为你听刚才姊妹读英文就知道非常好。
The English translation which I just read is very good.
如果把英文翻译成中文，应该是这样翻译。
If you translate the English into Chinese, it would sound like this.
那么就圣灵显在个人身上或者每个人身上都可以啊。圣灵显在个人身上。
But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit.
不是叫人的益处，是叫众人的益处。
Not for individual good, but for the common good.
Yeah, 看英文翻译是 common good, 但中文那个意思没有翻出来啊，是 for common good.
Yeah.So the English has for the common good, but the Chinese translation doesn't emphasize this point.
Yeah. 那么我们知道从第八节开始就讲各种各样的恩赐了。
We know from verse 8 onwards, it talks about a variety of gifts.
我们没有时间去详细去念。
We don't have time to go read them individually.
和罗马书相似，只是更详细一点。和罗马书刚才。
Oh, it's very similar to the book of Romans, which we just read.
我们最后来读一节圣经，在彼得前书第四章。
Lastly, we want to read 1 Peter.
第四章
Chapter 4
然后第十节
Verse 10
彼得前书第四章第十节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家
As each one has received a special gift employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God
要所得的恩赐彼此服侍
Is employ it in serving one another.
好，我们圣经就暂时读到这儿。
And so we'll pause here from our scripture reading.
我们知道圣经常常用人的身体来形容教会和基督的关系。
We know that the Bible often uses body as a type for Christ and His church.
我们的基督是头。
Our Christ is the head.
教会是身体。
The church is the body.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是这个身体的一个肢体。
Brothers and sisters are all members of the body.
每一个肢体都有不一样的功用。
And every member has a different function.
就像我们的眼睛、我们的嘴巴、鼻子。
Like our eyes, our mouth, our nose.
或者我们的手、我们的脚都不同。
Our hands, our feet, they're all different.
所以呢，圣灵就给我们每个人不同功用的恩赐。
So the Spirit gives us a different gift or a different function.
我们都知道基督的身体只有一个。
We all know that Christ's body, there is only one body.
全世界所有属神的教会。
All of those in the world who are considered the church.
All those God's church belong to the same body.
Oh, okay.
然后呢，从古到今都是属于同一个身体。
And from days of old until today, they're all considered body.
所以你想有基督的身体有多大？几十亿个肢体在里面，对不对
？So you can imagine how large the body is, all these different members.
但是
But
每一个世代、每一个地方、每一个具体的聚会。
But in every generation, in every different place, in every local assembly.
Yeah, 对。然后都是独立的。
They're all independent.
为什么会这样呢
？Why is it like this?
因为我们都受肉身的限制。
Because we're constrained by our body and our soul.
就像我们的主当年在地上的时候一样。
It's like when the Lord was on the earth.
他只能在犹大地、撒玛利亚和加利利传福音，不能到别的地方去。
He was constrained to Judah, Samaria, and Galilee to preach the gospel. He couldn't go elsewhere.
是因为教会以后成立才扩展出去的。
It's after the church was established, and then the word went out further.
所以伊斯林教会也是一样的。
So Islam assembly is like this as well.
我们在这里变成了我们单单独我们跟附近的教会彼此之间没有地属关系的。
We don't have much to do with other assemblies in the area.
就是没有那个affiliation.
We don't have affiliation.
我们只是单独的向我们的主耶稣基督负责。
So we
only responsible.
Only are responsible to the head of the church.
在伊斯林。
So in Islam.
Yeah. 圣灵按照他自己的意思。
The Spirit according to his own will.
还有我们个人的才干。
And our individual talents.
给我们不同功用的恩赐。
Gave us gifts for different functions.
有的恩赐可能比较明显一些。
Some gifts may be more noticeable.
比如说诗情的、领会的、讲道的、翻译的。
For example, playing the piano, leading the message, preaching or translating.
因为我们是在台上嘛。
Because we're on a stage.
但还有恩赐呢，是隐藏的。
But there are also gifts that are hidden.
我最近在无意的聊天中发现我们中间有一位姊妹。
So recently in conversation, I discovered among us there is a sister.
为我们中间很多的弟兄姊妹都代祷。
Who intercedes for the brothers and sisters.
你知道最近我们的弟兄刚刚把那个通讯录打印出来了最新的一份。
You know that among us, the brother who prints out the bulletin.
这位姊妹要从第一个名字开始往下一直为弟兄姊妹代祷。
This sister will go from the name at the top of the bulletin all the way to the bottom and intercedes for each one of them.
你知道他是谁吗？
Do you know who it is?
因为是隐藏的。
No, because it's hidden.
甚至不止，可能不止一个这样的。
And there may not only be one person like this.
我本来想说一点，但是我觉得还是隐藏就隐藏，就不讲了。
I was going to say more, but we should keep what's hidden hidden.
不管我们是祷告也好，关怀也好。
Whether it is in prayer or in exhortation,
或者教主日学儿童主日学也好，或者打扫卫生也好
，or teaching Sunday school for the kids or cleaning the bathroom,
在外面负责交通，在里面负责饭食。
Those who are in charge of transportation outside or for the meals inside,
我们所有的差别都不是在恩赐的大小上。
The difference is not in how great or small our gift is,
而是在功用上的不同。
But it's in the difference in function.
哥林多前书第十二章。保罗这样跟我们讲。
In First Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells them.
他说我们要追求更大的恩赐，就是爱。
We need to pursue a greater gift, which is love.
Which is love, 对。然后还要羡慕先知讲道，还要羡慕，还要 love the 先知讲道 ，prophecy.
And
oh. 就是讲道嘛，对。
And mind
prophecy.
Prophecy.
要羡慕先知讲道啊，那么保罗在这讲的不是指五千两千那个恩赐的大小。
Paul here is not speaking of just how great or small in terms of five, two, or one talent.
他是讲到那些功用更能够造就教会那些功用比较大的。
He's speaking of the function in order to build up the church.
所以大家问大家个问题，和爱相比，和讲道相比，哪个更能造就教会？
So I want to ask brothers and sisters a question, which is better for the building up of the church, love or preaching? Which one has a greater gift?
保罗说的是什么？保罗说的是爱。
What does Paul say? Paul says it is love.
所以我相信那个隐藏在后面为每一个弟兄姊妹祷告的，那是出自于对神教会的爱。
And so I believe the brothers and sisters who had the gift of prayer in the background.
这样的恩赐，你我们不知道，但在隐藏的里面，神看到对教会更大的造就。
They are manifesting love for the church, and their gift is very great.
圣灵给我们这么一些不同功用的恩赐。
So the Spirit gives us all a variety of gifts.
是为什么
？Why is this?
为了让我们能够彼此配搭服侍。
And so that we can work together in service.
哥林多前书第十二章第七节，我们刚才念的。
So in First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 that we just read.
叫圣灵显在我们每个人身上。
That the manifestation of the Spirit on each one of us.
给我们不同的恩赐。
Gave us different gifts.
是为了一个共同的益处。
It's for the common good.
是为了全教会的益处。
It's for the good of the whole church.
不是为了那个人的利。
It's not for the individual.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神把我们召聚在一起。
The Lord gathered us together.
成为耶稣基督身体在伊士林的见证。
To be his testimony as a body of Christ.
我们每个人需要好好的专心的在自己恩赐上的服侍。
We need to, each one of us needs to faithfully fulfill our service.
也要接受从弟兄姊妹来的服侍。
And accept the service from other brothers and sisters.
我们这样彼此配搭，各尽其职。
This way we can work together.
我们这样的话，教会就能够慢慢的被建立起来。
And in this way, the church can be built up.
满有基督长成的身量。
To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
知道吗，弟兄姊妹，这难道不就是忠心的、正确的运用我们的恩赐吗？
And this is what it means to faithfully use our gift.
我们彼此配搭服侍是条十字架的道路。我们彼此配搭是一条十字架。
So when we work together in service, this is a way of the cross.
因为我们这么多人又不相同啊，能够在一起服侍。
Because there are so many different people who are working together.
Right. 那么你有很容易有倾向，某个人我们有的时候就高估自己的那份，有的时候就低估自己的那份。
So it's very often that we think highly of what we do, or sometimes we think less of what we do.
Yeah. 就像罗马书第十二章三节，刚才我们念的。
Just like in Romans chapter 12 verse 3 that we just read.
他说不要看自己过于所当看的。
That we ought not to think more highly of ourselves than we should.
要按照我们的信心看得在中间合乎中道。
But in sound judgment as God has allowed it to each of us a measure of faith.
腓立比书第二章讲了很类似的话。
Philippians chapter 2 says something very similar.
他说我们个人要看别人比自己强。
To regard one another as more important than yourself.
个人不要单顾自己的事。
And not to only look out for your own personal interests.
也要顾念别人的事。
But for the interests of others.
我们当以基督的心为心。
To have this attitude which is also in Christ.
我们没有一个人，弟兄姊妹们，我们没有一个人，或者没有一小群人在我们中间，可以单独独立于这个团体、这个教、这个身体之外。
So there's not one of us, or not even a group of us, who can serve outside of the body of Christ.
我们中间没有一个人，或者没有一个小的团体可以独立于这个身体之外。
So there's not one, or there's not even
a group, a small group among us to separate from the whole.
Who can separate from the whole body?
就是这个整个伊士林的见证哈。我们也绝对不能够有一个人的恩赐凌驾于团体之上。
So there's not one person with gifts who can take charge of everything alone.
因为离开了团体，离开了教会，恩赐就完全没有它的属灵价值。
Because if you leave the body, then your spiritual gift loses its value.
无论对于离开的人也好，还是留下来的人也好，都是一个亏损。
And so there's a loss to not only the one who leaves the body, but also to those who remain.
因为身体突然就缺了一个肢体嘛。
Because the body is also all of a sudden missing a member.
我们像我们中间都有这样的经历，是不是？
I think we all had this experience.
我们这些一千恩赐的人。
For those of us who have a gift of one talent,
我们尤其需要彼此配搭服侍。
We especially need to work with one another in service.
虽然我们人很多，但是没有一个人能够独当一面。
Even though there are a lot of us, there's not one of us who can do everything by themselves.
Yeah. 就是保罗这样的人啊，这么大恩赐的人。
Even someone like Paul who has great gift.
他还需要同工，他还需要到处找弟兄姊妹为他代祷。
He needed brethren and brothers and sisters to intercede with them.
就连摩西这么大恩赐的人。
Even Moses who has such a great gift.
他还需要亚伦为他做出口。
He needed Aaron to be his mouthpiece.
其实这些人都算不得什么，就连我们的主啊，这是教会的头，他也离不开我们。
People are not counted as much, but even our Lord Jesus, the head of the church.
想想看，我们人把我们的头和身体分开是什么样子
？Needs us, and because we are the body, can you imagine what a separated head and body would look like?
啊，关于恩赐的配搭，有很多很多需要交通。
In terms of collaborating for our gifts, there's much to talk about.
很多需要学习，因为有太多的十字架在里面。
We need to.
十字架的功课在里面。
We need. There's much to learn because there is much work of the cross in it.
但是我想时间不多了，最后弟兄姊妹要切记一点。
But because time is short, there's one last point.
就是主看重我们的是什么
？So what is it that the Lord regards us with?
主看重的我们的乃是忠心。
What the Lord regards is our faithfulness.
我们没有必要去什么事都做。
We don't need to have our hand in everything.
我们也没有必要像现在基督教里边所传扬的要去做大事。
Or like the churches, many churches today where we go do great things.
我们要去做世界级的基督徒。
We want to be
world class.
Or we want to be a world class Christian.
我们不需要这样。
We don't need to do that.
伊士林在伊士林这个地方，
Islin,
在这个身体的里面。
Islin here at this place in the body.
我们中间没有大有恩赐、大有才干的人。
There's no one with great gifts or great talent.
但是我们有赐恩赐的那位圣灵在我们每一个人的里面。
But we have a spiritual gift that is in each one of us.
我们的神的话怎么说
？So what does the Lord's word say?
他说不是依靠势力
，It's not by might.
也不是依靠才能
，Nor by power.
乃是依靠我的灵方能成事
，But by my spirit.
只要我们啊顺服圣灵给我们的带领。
As long as we follow the leading of the Spirit,
我们忠心的运用他给我们的恩赐。
We can faithfully use the gifts He has given us.
我们在一起彼此配搭服侍，各尽其职。
We can collaborate and work together in service.
那么我们就一定能够使伊斯林基督的身体在这里被建立起来。
And then we will definitely build up this Islin body here.
到那天主给我们每个人算账，每个人单独算账，不是跟教会算账。
So that day when the Lord comes to settle accounts with each of us individually,
我们相信我们都能够一同的因着在一起配搭服侍，成为得胜者。
So we believe that we can all collaborate together to build it up and to be overcomers.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank and praise you.
求你纪念我们刚才所分享的这些话。
We ask that you keep the word that we have just spoken.
属于你的就求你借着你的圣灵在我们的心中来开启我们。
And that your spirit would open our hearts.
使我们真实能够更多的认识你在教会里边你要做成的事情。
So that we can know more of what you want to accomplish in your church.
你在每个弟兄姊妹身上要给我们的托付。
And this entrustment that you've given to each one of the brothers and sisters.
求你加添力量给我们。
Would you add might to each one of us?
使我们能够知道你给我们恩赐的价值。
So we know the value of the gift that you've given us.
也能够忠心的来使用这份恩赐。
And that we can faithfully use this gift.
主啊，我们不求大的事情。
Lord, we do not ask for great things.
主啊，我们只是在我们所得的不多的、不小、不大的事情上，我们能够忠心。
Well, that we would just be faithful in what we have been given.
盼望着每一个弟兄的姊妹，将来有一天在主面前的时候。
We hope that every brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord,
我们的主能够对我们说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
That you would say to us, good and faithful servant.
我们进去和主一同享受他的快乐。
That we can enter into the joy of the Master.
祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.